this space, this CE space, is really starting to extend its reach. This CE stuff has really sort of permeated throughout the rest of what you see at Primetime and really in these markets, in these furniture, bedding, and appliance markets.
These connected devices, whether it's devices, hardware, services, whatever form or fashion it takes, will become the heart, the central part of a retailer's show floor.
I may have said it before, and I'll probably say it again, but consumer electronics, just given my history of covering the space and being so close to it, doing product reviews and all that sort of stuff, will always hold a special place in my heart, no matter, you know, what we talk about here at Nationwide and on the Independent Thinking Podcast. But that is, of course, Lee McDonald, the director of CE for Nationwide Marketing Group, and I'm your host, Rob Stott, for this Independent Thinking Podcast, and today we've got a really cool conversation, one that's the second in a series with Lee. You know, we want to make this a regular thing, and, you know, being able to talk with him about CE, I think, is something that we both sort of get a lot of joy out of. So to be able to keep this thing going is something that we were excited to do when we got together at Primetime in Houston in February, and this conversation, it's sort of, you know, it's CE focused, but it's one that definitely resonates, I think, with every member of Nationwide Marketing Group, as, you know, we certainly think every podcast should. And, you know, this is a topic that, you know, Lee came to the table with that I think, you know, makes a lot of sense to dive into. And, you know, one that it sort of shows how CE has evolved right alongside the independent retail channel and retail in general. You know, this is a category that sort of, you know, on the surface may feel niche, but the way it's been positioned in Nationwide, you know, with the things like the tiny home, you can see just our favorite example that we go back to constantly. But it tells that story of how consumer electronics really has started to branch off and touch every other product category. And it's one that, you know, is really positioning itself as a way to be in every retailer store, no matter the core product category, whether it is furniture, it is bedding, appliances. You know, CE really plays a role or has a reason to play a role in all those different types of stores. So Lee and I got to talking about that and had a really great conversation around it at Primetime in Houston. So really, I think, you know, let's just go ahead and dive into this conversation with Lee about CE at Primetime, and hope you guys enjoy. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast here at Nationwide's Primetime event in Houston, and right now sitting down with Lee McDonald, the director of consumer electronics. Lee, this is your first show as director of CE. How's it been thus far?
It is. It's been awesome. I love Primetime. There's a very electric energy. You know, we started the clap line 2 years ago, and that's, I think, probably my favorite part of it. it's just really cool to see all the members come in. So I've just been a huge fan of Nationwide. And for people who know me, I tell a story where Nationwide was actually instrumental to helping me. You know, I was a senior merchant inside of a multi-billion dollar retailer. And even with that, we could not get the attention and the programs that we had on other parts of our business. And it really was through the group that happened. So I've always felt indebted to this group and the people who are here. So this first show has been fantastic, and giving back to the members a little bit of, you know, what I took. And then, you know, I do blame Doug Reedy a little bit because he made it look very easy. And it is certainly not is much
that
harder than it
looks.
That
might be the nicest thing you've ever said about him.
It probably is the only thing I will ever say nice about him. So,
love you, Doug.
Love you, Doug.
No, but, you know, that's awesome. And I actually think back, you know, last show, we did the podcast from here, and it was your first time podcast. So we've done one since. So podcast number 3 now. Are you feeling more comfortable as we get into these?
Yeah, I think when I realize it's just us talking, and, you know, there's probably like 5 people listening. It's, you know, my mom, my dad, and I don't know.
My mom, my dad, and hopefully my wife. One of our wives is listening.
Yeah.
We don't know which one.
No, but seriously, my hope is that, you know, we can share you know, through our conversations, we get to do a lot of really cool things and interesting things that our members, you know, they can't afford to travel to CES and to KBiz and, you know, all these shows and all these different things we can do. So my hope is that through our conversations, we can bring a little bit of that, you know, what's really important to their business, what's going to change their business, make them more money, save them more time, you know, in a 20-minute soundbite.
Yeah, and you know, a great one pitched by you today, you know, 3 minutes before coming on here as we sit here trying to figure out what to talk about. No, but a really cool topic and one that I think, you know, for those who have listened or will listen to the other conversations I've had with, you know, some of the CE-related, Connected Home-related and Connected Services-related services here at Primetime, this space, this CE space is really starting to extend its reach. You know, it's positioned right in the middle. We're walking for the video. If you're watching the video version of this, you walk into the Primetime show floor, and behind us is, you know, the tiny home, another connected home space, and then it's in the middle, and everything else kind of branches off of that. You got appliances one direction, furniture and bedding the other.
That's right.
It's kind of symbolic of sorts because this CE stuff has really sort of permeated throughout the rest of what you see at Primetime and really in these markets, in these furniture, bedding, and appliance markets.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's where we feel as an organization the direction is going, is that these connected devices, whether it's devices, hardware, services, whatever form or fashion it takes, will become the heart, the central part, just like our show is, of a retailer show floor. If you look at all the major national chains, that's what they're doing, that's where they're going. And so our responsibility to the group is, okay, how do we help them do that? How do we help them go to market? What's the marketing look like? But more importantly, how do we help them make money doing it too?
Yeah. Another side too, you know, educating, because you're talking about guys that have mattresses and furniture in their stores. They're thinking, how is connected technology impacting my space right now? Yeah. Why should I really be paying attention to this? What have you seen in those markets that, you know, are sort of those early signs of technology reaching out into those spaces?
Yeah, it's interesting. So we talked about Doug a little bit, and I really love Doug, and I admire him greatly.
We all do.
One of the programs he started was our private label TV, BEA.
Yep.
And it's shocking, you know, we've shipped tens of thousands of BEA TVs, a very successful private label TV brand, which, if you know anything about consumer electronics, that's probably the most difficult of difficult, is to make that brand successful. And where we find most success is with our furniture dealers, because it helps protect their margin, it's sheltered for a number of reasons, which we don't have time in the podcast to get into. But as we look into moving into the connected arena, you know, IKEA, Raymore Flanigan, all of these, you know, even Ashley Furniture, they're all selling these devices today. Home Depot, Lowe's got into the Nest and Google game long before we are. So the way I look at it is, our members' customers that trust them to be the pillars of their community and advocate for them and tell them what they need to buy and, you know, what the right price is, those customers are already buying these products somewhere else. My hope is that we can help our members capture more of that mind share. You know, one of the great things now is Nationwide has all this data, and we do all these market analytics, you know, through Site on Time and RWS. And the research is very clear that 70% of shoppers are fine and actually look at other places than where they normally buy to make their purchase. So they're fickle. Consumers are fickle. They're very affluent, they're very smart, they look online, and so what we try to do is, you know, make sure that when there is a consideration for a product, whether it's appliances, furniture, bedding, mattresses, anything, that the first thing they think of is our members.
Yeah, and I know, you know, you mentioned all those tools and a lot at the fingertips of our members to really get involved with and take advantage of, so that you know, they can be that first, you know, touch point for the consumer and attract them and bring them in. And I know that there's some great statistics around, you know, the first touch point for a consumer, that first retailer that they go to. I believe it's a majority of the time the consumer ends up going with that retailer at the end of the day. So, you know, a lot of opportunity there. And what are some of the, you know, when you think about the actual technology that has already, you know, I'm looking, I know, to drop another Nationwide name, Jeff Rose is excited because he's gotten into the gaming space in furniture. We have a vendor here that has a gaming chair. So what other examples of that or that, you know, may or may not be here at Primetime right now, but that excite you and that you think present some unique opportunities for, you know, those conversations around technology and how it is getting into the rest of the home to happen at Nationwide member stores?
Well, I don't want to steal Hank's thunder because I think you're going to speak to him later. But and Jeff was very gracious. He allowed me, you know, 5 minutes to talk at the furniture and bedding session, which you walk into a room where people are used to making a lot of money and you talk to them about TVs. I was expecting like tomatoes and rotten lettuce to come up flying at me on the stage. But no, it went really well. And I think, you know, what I wanted that room to understand is that there is a path to profitability in consumer electronics, that there are members, their peers that are making 30 points plus in consumer electronics every day, Black Friday, all the way through, and they figured out how to do it. And the strength in this group is not you and I. It's not the incredible merchants we have. It's not the incredible marketing people we have. It's not Jen Danko, even though we have some really, really smart people. In fact, I think we have the smartest in the industry. The strength of this group is in its membership. When we have someone that has this knowledge, I look at someone like Terry Oates, who is just an incredible merchant, great negotiator, and when he tells you he's making, you know, a certain buy and a certain deal, there's no doubt that he's getting the absolute best deal. That's the power in the group. The power is not, you know, it's not here, it's out there. So when I talked to Rose, I said, you know, I want to talk to your membership about all these different things we're doing. So one thing that really excites me is we had over 60 furniture dealers that are not in the CE space sign up for the Google Prime Retail Program.
Wow.
That don't sell it, and they just say, hey, you know what? We talked to this person over there. We talked to that person over here, and they told us how successful they are.
What types of things were you in talking to those members? Obviously the chance to get a name like Google Nest into your stores is, in some cases, could be enough to convince a member or a retailer that that's a program I need to get with. Yeah. But what types of things and explanations or reasoning did you hear about why this is something that these guys wanted to get involved with?
Well, I think it's a lot of things that we do here, we usually stumble for the same reasons, where as a group, we fail to communicate really what is the intrinsic value of what we're doing and what is the benefit for the members. So what I found is when I asked for feedback on the Google program for furniture dealers, what they said is, oh, you know, that's great. We can buy it. You know, we can buy it from Home Depot. We can buy it from Lowe's. So what's the advantage? And I said, well, yeah, but if you buy it on the Google Prime Retail Program, you're at 30 points of margin in some cases. And that was the differentiator when it was kind of clicking for them. Okay, they don't have to worry about how to make 6 or 7 points. And I was actually talking to, you know, one of my peers in the industry at a different trade show. And they said, oh, yeah, you know, we do some of that too. And we buy from here, we buy from there. And it's not about the buying. The buying is the easy part. It's the making money that is the hard part and the responsibility that the group has.
Yeah. And I, you know, a program like that is just one example of some of the things that are available here. And looking around to sort of the rest of 2020 for CE, what challenges do you think remain for this space? And I believe it was Tom I spoke with earlier at the show that said, you know, challenge, he doesn't like the word challenges, more so the word opportunities,
right?
So what, in that sense, what opportunities do you think exist for whether, you know, CE specifically dealers or the rest of through a program like Google Nest, sure, the Prime Retail Program, for other members of Nationwide through CE?
You know, I think the recurring theme in CE is, and just in all consumer retail, all consumer product goods, is just the margin compression continues to happen. So the opportunity is first and foremost for our peers to network amongst themselves and learn from, you know, we call it standing on the shoulders of giants, to figure out how, you know, their peers are being successful. So that's always and will always be the biggest opportunity. And that's why prime time is so important. I mean, we had, 4,000, 5,000 NLA attendees. I mean, it was just crazy. That's the power. I think for us, where I've seen our vendors respond, you know, LG, Samsung, TCL, Sony, really coming to the group with group-specific above and beyond programs, but that are not just, here's, you know, one size fits all. It's, hey, how can we better partner with Nationwide members on the CI channel? Now we have a custom CI channel, yep, program. How do we partner with our furniture dealers? What do they need? Because their needs are much different than a custom installer. So we're going to have a custom program for furniture dealers. And then what is, you know, the bulk, the bread and butter of the everyday business? What do they need? So what I think the biggest opportunity is, how do we as a group communicate the values of those programs and let the members take advantage of it? So, you know, that next year, it's not just Terry making 40 points in consumer electronics, that everybody's making 40 points in consumer electronics. That's what I think the opportunity is for us.
That's awesome. And another question, so, you know, a little bit about you, but more so as a way to sort of talk about kind of growth in this space and the direction for the CE Group at Nationwide. You know, we mentioned it at the top, your first prime time as director of CE. And
yeah.
So what are you doing? What approach are you taking to kind of, you have background in CE. That's not, you know, no secret or, you know, people know that. But what are you doing specifically from a perspective of kind of learning the space and taking the temperature of members and what their needs are to sort of, you know, continue to innovate what the offerings are through Nationwide the rest of this year?
So my goal is to have a very intimate relationship with our individual members. Just like Tom puts up his phone number, we did that in our merge session, and I know we both mean it in earnest, that we want our members reaching out to us to tell them what their challenges and their problems are. Because yes, everybody has very specific things in their market or their product, but there's a common denominator that I think once we have enough data, we can figure out. So, you know, my approach is that I want the members to know that I'm available, I'm a resource, and I can, you know, apply the knowledge, and we have an incredible team that can help them too. My goal is that it's just to build that personal relationship with the membership, and I think that's really the key. And what I'm going to try to do is figure out, you know, we have some incredible talent in this organization, where, you know, we've got people that are world class on training. We have people in the CI channel that can do an audio demo that, you know, blows your socks off, and it, you know, it makes you want to buy a $10,000 audio system. We have dealers that are great about hiring a delivery driver. So what I would love to do is get to a point where the members are teaching them. You know, you go to a NLA class where someone else teaches, you know, how to hire or how to train. That to me is the win. I don't want to be on stage. I don't want to talk. I want this to not be at about me at all. I want our members to be the one networking with each other.
That's awesome. And you know, kind of the end of the day, what I think is a theme that runs across the organization is you see a lot of these member-to-member led sessions. So
yeah.
I'd appreciate seeing myself talk less. Does that mean not hosting a podcast? I don't know. Maybe we turn it over to the members, let them talk on a podcast.
Yeah, but actually, I know you've had some members on the podcast
too,
right?
I absolutely love talking to some members on this podcast. We've had a few and got a couple while we were here this week in primetime, so looking forward to getting those up if they aren't already by this point as you're listening to this. So be sure to go back, check those Spotify's, Google's, and Apple lists. So
that's right.
No, but
looking at you, Mom and Dad.
get that subscriber count up to like 6 or 7 here soon enough. So
yeah.
No, Lee, I appreciate you taking the time and chatting with us. And I know, again, this is something we're getting in the groove now. This is number 2 of
a monthly
series here.
The start of a beautiful, beautiful relationship.
We'll see where it goes from here. But no, thank you for stopping in. I know primetime's crazy is on the schedule, so to be able to fit this in and make it happen, and on the fly we did it. So we made it through another one, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate
you got it. And thanks again to Lee and our collection of 5 listeners, you know, our parents and spouses for paying attention to this episode. And as always, you know, I think it's great to have you guys listening, and we really do enjoy the and appreciate, really, is the word that I should go with, you know, the listenership for the podcast, and, you know, all the feedback we've gotten. And, you know, just appreciate you continuing to do so. So thanks again for listening to this episode, and we will catch you next time.